It's not easy.
Imagine driving in a van through the Serbian countryside. Just picture massive amounts of water and small wooden shacks that are supposed to be houses. And the shacks are submerged in a foot of water. When I saw this, my immediate feeling was fear. I've never visited a country that seemed to be lacking in so many ways. This didn't exactly seem like the typical vacationer's country. The capital of Serbia, Belgrade, was our destination. As we approached the city, I saw dead dogs lying on the side of the road and noticed the contrast between the standard of living in America and Serbia. It was obvious that the country wasn't rich and couldn't afford to repair the bombed-out buildings that lined the city's main streets. The buildings were bombed out in the 1990s, and the people still hold a strong resentment or some form of jealousy towards the countries that are more powerful than them. Also, towards the countries that bombed them. In Serbia, we met two Serbian citizens, Jelena and Darko. Jelena and Darko have both lived in Serbia for most of their lives. The only main difference between the two of them was that Darko moved to the United States and lived there for 5 years. He has seen the U.S. and knows all about it. They both had very different opinions on the U.S. Darko was laid back and willing to inform us about any questions we asked. Jelena was hesitant to answer questions and wanted to make sure that we left with an amazing impression of Serbia. Jelena wanted us to leave with only the impression that she told us. I felt we were being scammed in a sense, like we weren't being shown the true Belgrade. The point that Belgrade was safe could not have been stressed more. Everyone was telling us how safe the city was and how it was safe. It was okay to go out whenever we wanted and wherever we wanted. The more they assured us about our safety, the more fear that ran through my body. I felt more unsafe than I had in a while. While living in America, I'd always known in the back of my mind that there were events that would question my safety. But I never actually felt an overwhelming sense of fear. In Serbia, the fear must have been written all over my face because I was scared, and I felt like I could be the victim of an attack at any time. But our tour guides assured us this would not happen. They wanted us to see the beautiful side of Serbia, and the rude people on the street who would laugh and mumble underneath their breath when they heard us speaking English. Our tour guides assured us that this wasn't the feeling of the general population, although I beg to differ. I felt like we were in an elephant exhibit at the zoo. Everyone noticed us walking down the street from a mile away, and they had to comment about us. But what I kept forgetting was that the country of Serbia doesn't get many, if any, foreigners. There aren't many foreigners in Serbia, mostly because it isn't a very rich and glamorous place for people to visit. Just about 7 years ago, in 1999, NATO was bombing the country, so Serbia hasn't fully, if at all, recovered from the attacks. It was obvious to the foreigners that the citizens of Serbia do not trust foreigners, and have a lot of trouble accepting them. But the foreign visitors also have trouble accepting the Serbian people. I didn't exactly have expectations or a preconceived notion of Serbia before entering the country. I knew my feelings and impressions of it after driving through the countryside, but I wasn't about to jump at any sudden movement or noise I heard on the street, unlike the professor that traveled with me. My professor was a well-educated woman who knew all about Serbia and their history. She reacted much differently to the situation than a younger generation of students. She said that she was a Cold War kid. I can only suspect that she had a preconceived notion about Serbia and wasn't willing to let go of it. At any odd outside sound, she would jump or become extremely uneasy. I could see the fear in her eyes when we went through the checkpoint of Serbia. She saw 5 large men standing at the gates, all carrying large guns. It was obvious that she wanted to be anywhere else in the world other than that checkpoint. Her emotions and feelings about this experience were relatively the same, but both uniquely different. What I mean is that we both felt fear, but we feared different things and left with our own individual impressions of the country. I don't think I would travel back to Serbia in the near future. Serbia is desperate now to join the EU, but until it does, I don't think it's a place where I need to be. I felt completely unaccepted in that, by being a foreigner, I was going to break a long-standing tradition of isolation that Serbia seemed to create for itself. The uneasy feeling is still in the pit of my stomach when I think about the streets of Belgrade.